Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. A little different this grad Sunday since we only had one grad. So you brought your own studio audience with you. This might work. Anyways, good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Pearson. Come on down.
Good morning.
Fair warning, George told me I had to fill like 15 minutes, so you're going to have to talk.
A lot of questions.
What's it say, Sean Pearson, over and over again? How you doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah, so where you been?
All over.
Yeah.
All over.
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
If you don't know, Sean was in my Sunday school class for the last several years. Less than I might have liked, because tell us again, when did you graduate?
August 31st, my mom said.
That's August 31st, good. Okay. Now, when would you normally graduate? If you were a normal kid.
Probably more like May or June.
Yeah, yeah. So Sean left us a lot earlier than we might have liked, but... I'll say, you know, it's probably traditional to say we really enjoyed having him in our class, but we really did enjoy having him in our class. Thank you very much. Now, we've said your name enough times here, but I hear there's some debate on exactly what that means. And I was told that, you know, maybe some people tease you about who's top dog.
That is correct.
And so what exactly is your full name?
It's Sean Pearson Jr.
Now that doesn't sound like Top Dog.
I am Top Dog. I'm Top Dog.
Very good.
I disagree. Oh.
Very, very good. Now, so you graduated darn early, and we haven't seen you around so much. What have you been up to?
I work for a company called SafeSlide, and we go around fixing water slides. And I've been all up the East Coast, and right now, I think 24 states so far.
Wow.
24. Yep.
24 states?
Yes.
Hawaii.
Including Hawaii. Yeah, so Hawaii. 24 states in, what's that, just a handful of months here.
Yeah, just about 5 months.
It's a lot of travel.
Yeah, it is.
What would you say is the most remarkable bit of travel you've done then? I mean, maybe if it's Hawaii, that maybe seems a little obvious.
Yeah, Hawaii was really cool, but I don't know. I really like Georgia. Georgia's a cool state.
Yeah.
They have better roads.
That's what does it for you? Better roads?
Yeah, honestly, I came back and yeah, your guys' roads in Michigan are really, really bad, just to let you know.
So tell us a little more about SafeSlide, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a company started by my uncle about 10 years ago. And basically we go around restoring water slides that need new coatings, need to be repainted. There's about 3 crews right now, which is about 18 employees for production. And right now we actually just got our own crew. My Cameron, my project manager, and I just got promoted to foreman, which isn't actually that big of a deal at the moment. But, yeah, that's what SafeSlide is. So we work 8 months out of the year. Technically, we work 8 months. I'm going back to work on Wednesday to do 2 jobs.
Now, why is it 8 months? I mean, outside
8 months,
water slides are difficult to work on in the winter? Or
yeah, what? Well, actually...
No, I mean, they're too busy in the summer, rather?
Yeah, they're just too busy in the summer, so we fix them before. Yep. Usually Memorial Day is when water parks open, so they open Memorial Day. And, yeah, so we work from January till about, we're supposed to work till May. This year we work till June, and then we start back up in September and work till about Thanksgiving.
Great. And I hear maybe there rumor that they're taking you someplace else?
Yeah, there's supposedly a job in Spain. But there's not 100% on who's going yet, but I have connections, so...
You are top dog, after all.
I am top dog.
Now, I also heard some rumor about what your sister offered if you happened to go to Barcelona. I hear that she offered to come along and just cook and clean for you if she could tag along.
I can cook myself. I'm fine.
All right. Fair enough. Barcelona aside then, long-term plans with Safe Slide?
It's not an end-all be-all job right now, but I don't see anything else really in the way, and this is working out really well. There's a lot of positions opening up in the company, and there's some great people I'm working with right now, so I'm going to stick around as long as I can.
Giving you any sort of educational career development opportunity?
Yeah, so we actually started this thing called NACOM, and the NACOM score is basically on how many classes you take or how many certifications you get. And so one of the big ones is your CCT.
Yep.
So it's Coding Composites Technician, I believe. And that's what I'm working on right now is getting my CCT. And that will help out the company a lot because right now in the company we only have one person who has their CCT. And so it basically handicaps the company from working on certain jobs, mm-hmm. certain government jobs that require a CCT there. So
great.
That's what we'll be working on.
Fantastic. Traveling a lot. You got any other hobbies or interests that keep you busy?
When I'm not working, when I'm working, what's great is you get to have headphones in. So I listen to a lot of audiobooks, podcasts, anything like that. And when I'm off work, I usually read. We find something to do. I like playing mostly any sport, but there's not a lot of people who like playing sports on the road. So, you know. Reading and work. That's
reading
what's
and
going.
Work. Reading wow, and work. It's an exciting life.
Yeah,
I can sympathize. We've missed you. What have you missed about being around here? Anything? Wow.
My mom.
Little cue from the audience there. Yeah. Nice save.
Yeah, pretty much my entire family. You know, I miss all my family. Miss my friends. Not working is great sometimes. So, just that, you know.
Excellent. Can you tell us then, as you're moving on with your life here, is there anything that you learned in your tenure here at DP that really stuck with you?
So it's really easy to be a Christian here, be a Christian at Dunny Park inside the chapel or when you're with your family. Since I was raised in a Christian home and homeschooled, it was really easy. But being on the road, there's not a lot of Christians out on the road, so it's really tough out there. You know, talking to my mom a lot and talking to other people, it's really helped out.
Great. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I had a part in that. I don't know.
And Justin.
Can you tell us a little bit then about your testimony?
I thought about that, and I can't really remember when I officially became a Christian. But I can say that, like, looking back, I can see how I've grown, and I see the things I have to work on and things I've improved on in my life. That's really helped out.
Awesome. Can you tell me then, have you seen in this world now that it is not so easy to be a Christian in, God working in your life or other places since graduation?
Ever since I started working on the road, I've seen a lot of stuff I have to improve on. I think God has a way of putting people in my life to point out things that I need to work on, like being patient, self-control, humility, patience, and a lot of patience. Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
It is a virtue. That's what they say.
That is true.
Well, thank you very much for being here. We're really glad to have you. And congratulations yet again.
Thank you.
Oh, you're right. That was one. Oh, look at this. Softball went in here, Mom. So you didn't do a traditional schooling, something I'm a little familiar with. One of the normal questions we asked our grads is, so what was your favorite teacher?
So, of course, my mom was my teacher. Yeah.
Least favorite teacher?
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
Thanks again, Mom. And thanks again, Sean. Thank you for being with us. Congratulations. We're done, but I can't. I don't know if we were doing another song or Tommy.
Good morning, everybody. That is loud. See if that helps. Well, welcome to Dunning Park Bible Chapel. If you are a guest with us, we welcome you, and we hope that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit today. We're here to congratulate Sean. This is going to make my job a lot easier because I'm just going to say his name over and over again. I want to do two things. One, I just want to welcome you all and say good morning. And two, just to make this work, it'll happen in a second. I don't know. I'm new. I don't know what to do. Have they told you that this is my first time speaking up here today? Here we go. All right. So I want to remind everybody, I want to lead in with, I am a sinner. I want to be perfectly clear about that because I'm not preaching about something that I've completely mastered in my own life. I struggle. I haven't conquered all of these topics in my own life. What I want to do today is I want to deliver a message that I would love to say that I never heard, but the reality of the situation is it's one that I maybe opted not to listen to more often than not. That came in the form of older friends and mentors that took the time to help me make good choices and call me out when I wasn't making good choices. Guys that when they were my age might have acted or been a lot like when my age then, not my age now, acted and were a lot like me. Even though in listening to them, I just automatically assumed that they were just some old guy that didn't know what he was talking about. Old guys. Anyway, we're going to talk more about Bruce Smith later on. Okay. I just want to take a second, make sure everybody remembers that, okay? It's gone, right? Good, great. Advice for entering the adult world. That's what I want to talk about. And they gave me 10 to 15 minutes. So short, sweet, and to the point. I want to give you 4 points that I think are important to remember as you move out into the adult world as a believer. Okay? Let's take a second. I'd like to open in prayer, and then we're just going to get rolling. Father God, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for Sean. We thank you that we can be here today to just usher him out. He's already in the working world, but to just put him out, we pray that he remembers who he is, who you are, and who is in control. Father, we just thank you so much for this time. In Christ's name, amen. So point number one is remember who you are and who you represent. You already said that when you're out on the road, it's a lot harder to stumble across Christians. It's always very easy at places like Dunning Park and Bear Lake to be a Christian. When you get out on your own, it gets tough. Speaking from experience, when non-believers know that you're a Christian and you're being a poor witness of that, you're doing real damage to yourself and to Christ. Romans 2, 22 through 24 says, you who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Now, I could dig into the verse, or I could just say the important thing for me to point out right now is that in this particular verse, Paul is accusing the Jews of hypocrisy. But think about it for a second. If you're claiming that it's not okay to do certain things, whether it's use foul language, talk crassly about women, watch inappropriate movies, whatever it may be, or maybe you're not even outwardly claiming that, but the people around you know that you're a believer, you're doing real harm and real damage to your witness and your testimony. I'll give you an example from my own life, since I'm not going to call you out. I'd rather beat myself up while I'm up here. I was watching the news at work one night, certain political figure came up on the screen, and me and politics don't go well together. They're just spouting some real nonsense, and it was really driving me nuts. Well, instead of keeping my mouth shut, I went off on a rant, the real harsh tone in my voice, and was just saying a lot of very mean things. Now, I wasn't wildly out of line or cursing or swearing, but nonetheless, there was a tone in my voice that made one of the guys sitting in front of me turn around and say, "Wow, you got a lot of hate in you." And I was like, "What? No. I don't really love when, you know, people just rant about, you know, ridiculous things and have no idea what they're talking about." What he said next was, "Well, I just didn't expect a man of religion to talk like that." And I was like, ugh. Now, by the grace of God alone, I didn't try to defend my position or stick up for myself. Thank the Lord. I just said, "You know what? You're 100% right. You shouldn't expect me to talk like that. You shouldn't expect to hear anything like that come out of my mouth." And I just turned around and I walked away. And it was like being punched in the stomach. I got called out by somebody who's not even a believer. It would have hurt bad enough had, you know, Bruce or Lance or Larry Marshall or somebody else called me out for it. That would have been bad enough. But to have a guy who I'm supposed to be a good example to do it, it was terrible. So many things can be undone in just a few seconds of conversation. One of the other things I'd like to point out about that story, I had known that guy for a couple of years, but this was my very first day on a brand new unit that I just got moved to, and my very first shift working with him as my partner. It didn't do a lot of great things for me. Point number two, find a mentor. A spiritual leader that you respect, someone older than you, somebody you trust, somebody who's wiser than you, mostly somebody that you'll listen to, because this person's job is to call you out when you're not acting appropriately. I told you we'd talk about you again, Bruce. Just find some old guy. There are many people in life that tried to keep me from making really poor choices. Guys that weren't afraid to call me out, guys that I could call for advice, guys that I still to this day can call if I need them, guys that will lift me up and build me up all these years later. Finding one of those people in your life to help guide you in a positive spiritual way is very, very important. Point number three, I actually stole parts of from Desiring God. They had one, I really liked it, I took it. It's mine now. Invest in your friends. Finding friends that are believers is crucial. The fellowship that you get from being around believers is unmatched. Okay? I know, like you said, it's real hard. You're out on the road. You're away from all those people that build you up all the time. Now, that's not to say that you can't have non-Christian friends. You can. But you can't be built up and have good, fun, solid Christian fellowship with non-believers. If you spend all or even most of your time around people that don't share in your morals and values, you tend to stop sharing them with others as well. Find friends that you can be vulnerable with, open with, honest with. Those are just great friendships to have. Okay, not every conversation has to be some meaningful, tear-jerking conversation, but having those people there to build you up, and don't forget you're also investing in them, is important. Another example from my own life, a few years ago, I was struggling with fear and anxiety. I had, you know, fear of salvation, being a poor husband, a terrible father, all these different things. Bad employee, bad witness. And we go camping a couple times a year, twice a year at a minimum, with groups of friends that we go camping with. Me and two of the other guys, one year, left before everybody else, and we left to go set up camp before everybody else got there, which is actually something that we had never done before and since have never done again. But we also left on time, and if you know the two guys I was with, that was probably the most amazing part of the whole thing. These two guys, they're like brothers to me, okay? They're guys that I may or may not have had some super deep, meaningful, tear-jerking conversation with in the past. I'm sure we've had very good conversations, but I don't know if we've ever, you know, sat down and spilled out our emotions. Whenever, I mean, we're guys, right? You can't do that. Yes, you can. Corey and Justin are by far two of my best friends in my entire life. I knew that I could go and I could talk to them, so here we go. We get in the car, we start driving, I turn the radio down. Hey guys, this is what I got going on. They might have noticed something different, or I was acting different, or whatever. They never said anything. But I told them, this is what I got going on. They took time to tell me the things that they had been struggling with and how it affects them. They took the time to build me up and listen to me and explain that, though maybe not in every way the same as the anxiety and fear and, you know, whatever I had going on, but how these things affected them in a similar manner. It built me up. It made me feel good about myself. It reinforced who we are to one another and who Christ is to us. And it was an awesome time, a great time just driving out. We talked about it all the way camping. And when we were done, I felt so much better to know that I wasn't by myself in this. You know, other guys are going through this too. We also hang out all of the time. And again, not always some deep conversation, but we're hanging out with one another. We share the same morals and values. So we're building each other up and our families up just by being around one another. You know, Justin and I both have young kids, and they play together, and we get to work with them together. And I know that, you know, Melissa can watch my kid, and I'm confident in her child-rearing abilities because we share the same morals and values. And I hope vice versa. Point number four, don't waste your time looking for the perfect woman. She'll find you. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Mine did. Okay. The reality is that the perfect woman doesn't exist any more than a perfect Sean or a perfect Tom exists. Okay. Focusing on who you are in Christ and following him will lead you to the woman that he has picked for you, who we also hope knows herself in Christ. And it will create the best foundation for future relationships, or maybe even marriage, than you could ever imagine. Knowing who you are in Christ. You're too young to think about that anyway, so focus on who you are in Christ. Okay? Let's just go with that. Lastly, some things that I did when I was struggling. Starting off your day with Scripture is a great idea. Some of the ones that I used when I was struggling and actually probably need to re-implement into my life and into my morning routine. One of them is Philippians 2:5-11. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, and even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him, gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You should have the same humble attitude as the God that humbled himself to die for you on a cross. Now, I say I need to work this back into my morning routine. For those of you who know me very, very well, let's just remember, I am a sinner. I struggle. I have not conquered all of these things in my own life. I would also like to look at Ephesians 6, 13-18. You're probably very familiar with this. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything else, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. With all kinds of prayers and requests, keep this in mind. Be alert and always keep on praying for all of the saints. As we look to act in a way that brings honor and positive light and glory to God, we're going to be attacked. The best way to prepare for that attack is to put on your armor and fight back. Those are two of the verses that I prayed every morning. I felt great going into the days. Really need to work these back into my morning routine. I hope that you find this advice encouraging. I hope that I have in some way, shape, or form been helpful. Make no mistake about it. Like when I was your age, I fully understand that I am currently just some old guy standing up here giving you advice. Okay, let's close in prayer. Father and our God, we thank you so much for your sacrifice for us. Father, we just ask that as we move forward throughout this day, that we would remember to bring glory and honor to you, not just this day, but all the days of our lives. Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. Father, we pray that nobody leaves this building without knowing what that means and who he is. We ask for your blessing on the remainder of this day and on the food that we have across the aisle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, hey.
Very good. Since this is on. Yeah, we'll do this way.
Sean, on behalf of Dunning Park Youth Group, we have a book for you, Wilmington's Guide to the Bible. We find that it's a very useful tool book when you're studying God's Word. So, and Mom, we have some flowers for you. And Dad, thanks a lot. And at this time, we're going to have a couple of these guys pray for you, commend you to the Lord, and we've got a little extra time. Where's Ben at? I don't see him. Okay. I thought we were going to have another song, but that's fine. We'll just break early and go over and...
Pray real long.
Okay. So, guys want to start?
Sure. Father, I am so happy to see a young guy who's actually willing to say he wants to walk with you. He wants to be a guy who's going to be a man of God someday. And we're thankful that he's on that path. It's pretty easy to see how he got there. And this family that loves him and cheers for him has been, I'm sure, terrific influence, and Mom, who would pour her time into him to be his teacher all through the years. How great is that? And so we thank you for all these things that have built this life. And now, as he's off on his own, we pray your Holy Spirit to be near him. We pray that he'd call out to your Holy Spirit each day, each moment by moment, to be able to do that walk that is so difficult for us in our own flesh. And so we bless him and commend him to you now as he moves forward in the next stage of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yep. My life verse, and I'm giving this to Sean too. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer. So the things that I say and the things that I think. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful today for Sean. We're thankful for the life that you've given to him. We'd ask in particular for growth. We'd ask for great opportunities. We pray that he'll take advantage of the love and the grace that you've shown to him, that he might show that to others as well. We pray for Mom and Dad as they watch this guy grow and take off and do some wonderful things. We pray for them as well. May the words of his mouth the meditation of his heart, or those things that he thinks be pleasing in your sight. His rock and his redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We'll pray for you. Our Father and our God, again, we thank you for Sean. We thank you for Mom and Dad and the family. Lord, we ask that while he's on the job, moving from state to state, place to place, that you would bring other believers near, that he would have some support, some encouragement. And again, we pray that he would grow to be the man that he wants to be, a man of God, a good witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that others would see the love of Jesus flowing through him. Again, we thank you for him. We ask that you keep your hedge of protection around him as he travels and works. In Jesus' name, amen. You're all invited across the hall for some refreshments. And you can shake hands with Sean. And did anyone ask you if you were Mom's favorite? You are? Oh, you are Mom's favorite. Okay.
Favorite dishwasher.
Okay, I heard